This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, the state of the future. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are growing and exploding at New California. So visit that website, NewCaliforniaState.com. That's NewCaliforniaState.com. All right. Well, of course, we got Remembrance Day. This is June 6th, 1944, 75 years plus. In other words, June 6th, 2019. Following the great invasion, the greatest invasion of all time, to free humanity. And right now, the greatest invasion of all time is taking place here in the United States, against the United States. We're being invaded, run over. There's no question about it. Hundreds of thousands, millions of invaders at the southern border, and we're doing nothing about it. So goes the history of the United States of America, right? We'll see. Anyway, that's just, I'm just, on that cheery note, we got to be realistic. I mean, we're celebrating about how we saved Europe, but we're losing our own country right now as we speak because the socialist, totalitarian communists want that to happen. They're trying real hard. They've been working real hard. The Fabianism that's been discussed, that a lot of people don't know about Fabian socialists. They've been really hard at work in all of the United States, especially here in California. New California, no. We're standing opposed, big time opposed to the Fabians and all socialists, you'll see. Anyway, we passed a resolution to come out in absolute opposition and total support of the President of the United States against the Fabian socialist, right? Okay, so what are we doing about everything in our own country? Well, we got the big anniversary thing going on right now across the ocean, but what about all the things here? What are these communists, what are these socialists been up to? And it's kind of interesting. Right now we've got these headlines, and I'm going to go to Fox News first. Unwise counsel, Mueller, this is the way it's posted up here. Mueller made such a fool out of himself, Trump tells Ingram in exclusive interview. Apparently that's an interview that's supposed to be aired tonight. Liberals ramping up efforts to target anti-abortion Dems as legal fight looms. Ramping up efforts to target anti-abortion Dems. So those of you that are Democrats that don't like abortion, that you choose life, you know, as our good friend Will Johnson says, don't walk away from the Democratic Party. Run away from the Democratic Party. And that's the truth. The runaways. That's what we're going to call all you guys that are all the runaways we're going to call you. That if you're running away from the Democratic Party or you're running away from the Republican Party, you know, all the never-Trumpers, the hater-Trumpers and all that stuff, if you're running away from them, come on in to New California. Run to New California. We will offer you. Listen, this is just a deal. This is just a straight-up deal. Look what New California has to offer to everybody, right? Look at this. We will offer you a Republican form of government. What else do you want? Well, how about this? We will guarantee and keep you free from invasion. That's what we're doing here at New California. We're going to offer you the opportunity to be free from invasion. No more the Southern marauders out there, the Southern invaders. We're going to cut those people off. We will change the legal system in this state, New California, to stop the cartels. Yes, we will. Just like Jerry Brown opened up the door for the and Kamala Harris opened up the door for the cartels in 2010, we're slamming it shut. So no more invasion for you. And we'll keep you free from domestic violence. That will be our guarantee to you. We will follow, we will enforce the guarantee clause of the United States Constitution. Shocking, shocking, I know, since no one else wants to do that. And you're out there being a Republican in the California Republican Party, the do-nothing, know-nothing, completely impotent party in California, and the Democrats the same. You know, you Democrats don't even have a party in California. There's no Democratic Party. It's the dictatorship, isn't it? Well, Democrats, how much do you bet? Listen, all you Democrats and all you communists, well, I just call out the Democrats first. We don't need the communists. But all you Democrats in San Francisco, as an example, you have your city council down there, your county people down there, praising the government of China for suppressing and murdering those in Tiananmen Square 30 years ago. They thought that was just great. We're going to come out and support them is what they've done. Now, I ask you, if you claim to be a Democrat and you support that, then you support genocide like Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong and what's going on, what's going on there now in China? Organ harvesting, anyone? Millions murdered all the time. Well, Democrats, it's put up or shut up. You support the Democratic Party, you support murder, infanticide. That's what you do. Is that what you really want? There are options. You can become a member of a new California Democratic Party. You can form one. Who's to stop you? Huh? Who's to stop you as you start to form a new state? See, what we're offering is a Republican form of government. How can anybody turn that down, given the environment that we have today in California? How could anybody turn that down? Because we don't have it today. In California, you have a dictatorship, a monoparty system. This is communism. They're now moving to do what? They're now moving to do what? To take all of our property away from us. They start with the water. They start with the land. Pretty soon, it's like what we were saying yesterday with Martin Niemöller. First, they came for the trade unionist. And no one spoke up. Remember? Then they came for the communist, and no one spoke up. And then they came for the Jews, and no one spoke up. And then they came for me, and there was no one to speak for me. That's what's going on right now. You have a choice with New California. You have a choice to make a new state that will guarantee you the most critical elements that mankind has to protect himself. A Republican form of government, freedom from invasion, and freedom from domestic violence. How could you go with anything that would go against that? How could you go with any party system? Republicans in California and Democrats in California, how can you do that? How can you not resist what New California will offer you as a Republican form of government? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so along the line of Martin Niemöller, along those same lines, first they came for the trade unionist. You know, it's begun, and I've been saying this for a long time. There's going to be a time in which it's going to start happening, and no one's going to say anything. It's just going to start happening silently in the night. Yeah, silently in the night. Now, it's happened. It's absolutely happened. The story for New California. California raids, the state of California raids Christian school, seeks to change its beliefs or shut it down. June 6, 2019, Pacific Justice Institute. Sacramento, California, Pacific Justice Institute is fighting for the future of a Christian boarding school in Northern California that has been targeted by state officials. Pacific Justice Institute believes the case has chilling implications for Christian schools throughout California. First they came for the trade unionists. On January 18, 2019, a raid was conducted of Riverview Christian Academy, located in rural Northern California. The raid, which terrified students and staff, consisted of 16 armed law enforcement from the California Highway Patrol, two canine units, and 17 social workers. The state later admitted that the raid was prompted by an internet rumor put forward by an online left-wing tabloid. The state was duped into thinking the school housed illegal drugs, stockpiled weapons, and was preparing for an end times apocalypse. Yet the Waco-style raid turned up no such evidence. Instead of apologizing for its dangerous blunder, the state doubled down and began imposing daily fines against the school for allegedly operating as an unlicensed community care facility. RVCA was actually operated as a private school for the past 25 years, filing an annual affidavit with the California Department of Education, as do other private schools and homeschools in the state. And that's a fact. You have to do that as a private school. I know I opened one. The state is now taking the position that due to recent legislation, it is no longer possible for a private boarding school to operate without extensive licensing and oversight by the Department of Social Services. But licensing is more than just an administrative headache. It would require the Christian school to relinquish its moral standards. For instance, the state requires that licensed facilities allow students to have the right to engage in spiritual and sexual exploitation, which contradicts the goals of many parents who enroll their kids at RVCA. The school operates under the Ministry of Teen Rescue, a nonprofit that comes alongside parents who think a change of scenery, an alternative educational environment, is just what their teenagers need. Teen Rescue was founded in 1989 by Phil Ludwig and launched the school in 1993 after a wildfire destroyed its campus in Southern California. It moved its present 250-acre location in rural Northern California. The campus includes dormitories, classrooms, a cafeteria, athletic field, library, and offices. The Pacific Justice lead attorney in the case is Kevin Snyder, who commented, "Reading the state's search warrant and legal filings in this case is chilling." The armed incursion on a faith-based school shows that the state wants nothing less than to take jurisdictional control over Christian education in California. This is rooted in its disagreement with millennial-old religious values. Pacific Justice Institute filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of the school in mid-March and sought a restraining order to prevent imposition of the fines. In April, the federal judge abstained and dismissed part of the case, believing it would first go through the state's administrative process. With daily fines mounting, and as Pacific Justice Institute then began vigorously pursuing an administrative appeal, the state abandoned its own process and filed suit against the school in Shasta County Superior Court. Pacific Justice Institute is now defending against that suit. In 25 years of practice, I have never seen this level of aggressive, militant, and ideological-driven conduct by a state agency against a religious institution, Snyder said. He spoke at our third constitutional convention. For years, as the public schools have become increasingly hostile towards parents, the courts have insisted that the parents' option is to instead choose private education, now that fundamental right is also under attack. Now, I'll tell you what else is going on here. When they jump in on something with 17 social workers, and you've got this other cast of characters jumping in, you know what they're looking for is they're looking for kids. Yeah, you got it. They're looking for kids to do what? Place in foster care. And we know what kind of cash flow that is, right? So they take the, because listen, I know this stuff goes on. I've seen this, I've heard about, I used to deal with this stuff as an educator. Back in the day, it wasn't too long ago. They make this kind of a raid, they take all the children, they put them all in foster care, and boom, you've got all the friends of all the foster care social workers making big bank off these kids. And of course, I'm sure all these kids have disabilities, or you can get them disabilities, and you can put them on chemicals. You know, the psychotropics, do all that thing. All these kids, let's say they have 100 kids, they take all those 100 kids. They find foster homes for them. Well, at $5,000 a month, the state will pay for every one of those kids. That starts to mount up, doesn't it? That's like serious money. They're looking for kids to sell. This is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery I talk about. Right here. That's just how it works. This is one of the angles. Oh, by the way, I haven't even talked about the other issues. I'm just bringing you the one that's sticking out with me right now. And, you know, I've sent kids to these kind of schools with absolutely fabulous results for the kids. And, you know, yes, does this school get support probably from the state? Sure, I bet it does if these children are fostered to these schools. But most of the time, these schools have parents attached, and the parents are paying the bank. They're paying out of their wallets for these kids to be there. But the state comes in like this, Gestapo style, the brown shirts. Highway Patrol is now the brown shirts, of course. First they came for the trade unionists. So now it's begun. You can see what I'm talking about here. This is real encroachment. It started. Stay with us, though. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It says, praised, unpredicted. President Trump's D-Day speech draws raves from his biggest media critics. Shocking. 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 Well, you know, of course, we listened to that speech in the last hour, and it's a couple hours. It was a few hours old when we played it, of course. Yeah, I saw it live at the time. Boy, bleary-eyed, not really. We get up so early just to prepare the show for you. Yes, we do. I mean, so this is interesting. Is this a unifying moment? It says here that President Trump's speech at 75th anniversary in Normandy in full. Well, we don't want to see that again. A church at center of D-Day invasion honors American paratrooper. Okay, but I want to get into this praise unpredicted, and then we're going to get into the invasion part of what's going on here. I just want to jump in on this one real quickly. It says here, President Trump's D-Day invasion. Hell freezes over as Jim Acosta. This is what it says here by Brian Flood. Hell freezes over as Jim Acosta and Joe Scarborough praise Trump's D-Day speech. Shocking. And what do they want? The first thing I'd be saying, what do these guys want, right? What do they want? Who knows what they want? But they want something. You can bank on that. You can bank on that. It says, President Trump's speech on Thursday honoring the brave Allied fighters who stood. Now, this is hot news. This came out. This article just was out, obviously. And I'm not going to go to, I don't know, maybe if they got a clip. I'm looking for the clip. I don't know. President Trump's speech. They're playing the thing here, and we'll see if we got what we got going on here for that. All right, I might see what happens here. It's ticking down. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Prime Video. Here we go. See, this is that speech we're listening to, but it's 27 minutes, so this will just give you the flavor. Anyway, I'll play this in the background. I'm talking here. It says, this is perhaps the most on-message moment of Donald Trump's presidency today. We were all wondering if he would veer from his remarks, go off on his script, from his script, but he stayed on script, stayed on message, and I think rose to the moment, Acosta said on CNN, immediately following the speech. Shocking. Aren't you shocked? I mean, I'm shocked. Jim Acosta's CNN role further muddled by upcoming book. You can't tell the difference between him and a paid pundit. Okay, that's okay. Since the CNN White House reporter is often combative with Trump and members of his administration, but praised Trump's remarks that the men who stormed the beach are among the greatest Americans ever to have lived. That could not be more of a fact check true. All right, Acosta said. Well, there you go. See, Acosta, you got the Ocasio-Cortez thing going on. Acosta got it right. Am I happy? Is there hope? Absolutely not. But, you know, it's a brief little moment of reality. Maybe, I don't know. You know how these little things start. I'm sure Jim knows a lot about little. No. It says it was really one of those moments that Donald Trump needed to rise to in order to, I think, walk away from the cemetery, walk away from this hallowed ground, and have people back at home saying, you know what, no matter what I think about the current president of the United States, he said the right thing at Normandy. He did the right thing at Normandy. Okay, that's the direct quote. That's a direct quote. Now, by the way, you could tell everybody at Normandy loved him. And he's been embraced pretty much in Great Britain. And now he's actually off to Ireland. I think he's going to be an island as a golf course. Who else was there also given? Scarborough! No! Says Acosta then said, Trump hit all of the right moments when paying respect to the D-Day heroes over on MSNBC. Recurrent Trump critic Scarborough echoed Acosta's thought. Acosta, see, I'm saying the Ocasio thing. See, those leftists, I mean, they all have some sort of a little of a, I don't know, Latin thing to them. It says, Trump delivered what, again, I believe is the strongest speech of his presidency, Scarborough said, noting that it was a beautiful moment when Trump acknowledged that many of the troops feel the heroes were the ones that never came back, but the survivors formed a remarkable generation. Viewers on the pair of liberal networks were presumably shocked as Cook Costa. See, I did it again. Costa and Scarborough typically condemned Trump every step of the way. Acosta even has a book coming out, The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America, which is billed as an explosive first-hand account of the dangers Acosta faces reporting on the current. he must wear a Kevlar vest all the time. Have we seen Acosta walk into the... now I'm ripping on the man. But I was going to say, have you seen him in a Kevlar helmet yet? That big moment when he dons the Kevlar helmet, right? Public enemy number one, of course. The enemy of the people. There you go. Acosta, see, who has raised eyebrows inside of CNN for blurring the line between reporter and pundit, was recently named the media member who hates Trump the most by Unmasked, the big media's war against Trump. Let's see, go on here, MSNBC Morning Joe, blah, blah, blah. We don't want to talk about that anymore. So I'm shocked, and you should be shocked, too. Seriously, you should be shocked, too. But the other big story I wanted to get into, this was a story that that came out. No. Come on. This is not where I want to be. This was a story that came out, I believe, a couple days ago, and for whatever reason, we didn't cover it. I have no idea why we didn't cover it. This, let's see if this is the right one, there's another one. American eyed as people smuggler killed in gunfight with customs officers. Here we go. Yeah. American killed in border shootout was attempting to smuggle in Chinese nationals. Now, this goes along with the theme of, what's going on with San Francisco? Huh? What's going on with San Francisco? I don't know, but it's not good, I can tell you that much. American was killed in a shootout with U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers Monday night. See, that's what happened. It says, at the busiest land crossing between U.S. and Mexico, officials said, San Ysidro. The San Diego Police Department said in a news release Tuesday, the incident happened around 7:43 p.m. Listen carefully. At the San Ysidro port of entry, when a man driving through refused to stop for Border Patrol. That's not a good idea. Witnesses told investigators the suspect was driving through the port of entry from Mexico to the United States. When he refused to stop and attempted to drive through the inspection area, according to police. Not a good idea. Somebody captured the shots being fired. Anyway, we're going to be right back. More on this one.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
This was, of course, the shooting in San Ysidro. The name of the suspect, we have his name, we'll give you his name, a 23-year-old United States citizen. Seven officers were involved in the shooting, but none were injured, they say. So they say. Additional details that will lead to the confrontation have not yet been released. Hello. Esteban Gerardo via Storytel. That was his little take on that. It's kind of interesting. They actually do have, says the American man killed at the border in the shootout was attempting to smuggle two Chinese nationals, officials said Wednesday. San Diego police identified the person killed in the San Ysidro port of entry shooting as 23-year-old Travis James Eckstein. Officials said Eckstein, a U.S. citizen, fired multiple gunshots at border agents at around 7:30 p.m. Monday in an attempt to evade inspection and was killed during the exchange. Wow. That is kind of interesting, isn't it? It was killed during with the officers, killed with the during exchange. When officials went to look inside Epstein's trucks, they discovered two people secreted inside the rear of the vehicle. The two were identified as Chinese nationals, both men ages 18 and 27. Neither person had legal status to enter the United States. Gee, I wonder what those guys were or who those guys were. With my latest intelligence reports that I'm getting, there's a lot of Chinese coming across the border. Inquiring minds want to know why, given the two Chinese that were, quote, secreted inside the rear of the vehicle. Are these high-value targets for infiltration? Wow. I'm just asking the question. So, the Border Patrol risked their own lives to protect the people from the gunman. Pete Flores, Director of Operations, said in a statement, human smuggling is always dangerous. This unfortunate incident demonstrates the total disregard smuggling organizations have for what they consider to be cargo. The homicide unit in San Diego was called to the scene Monday night, and according to witness testimony, Eckstein refused multiple attempts at border agents to get his vehicle to stop before it eventually was blocked by another vehicle. That's when police say Eckstein began firing his gun out the window of the truck. He then exited the vehicle and continued to fire. Officers returned fire, and Eckstein was struck, later dying as a result of the injury, officials said. None of the border agents involved in the shooting were injured in the incident. Just like that, it happens. Just like that, it happens. Well, all I can say is, watch out, brother. Watch out. Watch out. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? It's more than interesting. I mean, that's sort of the big thing that's going on right now. Everybody's talking about this invasion. Hello, it is an invasion, isn't it? Shocking. Shocking it's an invasion. I'm shocked by the invasion that's going on in this country. Yet it's not the first thing up there, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. Shocking. This is no joke. The little thing came up on my little screen here. Right now I've got a Bloomberg thing, but I'm not. This is what they... 1,072,000 illegals this year, military painting barriers. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's really good for the military, right? And then we have Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi wants Trump in prison. That's a headline, right? Then we flash over. Today's the 75th anniversary of D-Day. The invasion, when we invaded to free people. $1 million illegals this year. Well, that's, you know, listen, I that's what they're capturing, they say. That's so far this year. Let's open this bad boy up. There's no anal retentiveness on our part on Agenda 21 Radio. Absolutely none. We refuse to have it. Oh, now we have Washington Examiner jumping in on this. And, you know, I said to somebody, by the way, I'm going to be on the Doug Hagman show today. See, I get the little thing. Calendar pops up. Storyline pops up. The screen is just controlling my life right now. Now I have about blank here, which is spooling up. I don't even know what that is, but I'm taking that down. New border surge prompts 10% jump in 2009 prediction to 1,072,000 illegal immigrants. Now, this is from the Washington Examiner. Okay, so I'm sorry. I missed a certain point. I was talking to one of my friends from the East Coast the other day, and I kind of really laid into him because, you know, and again, they really don't get it over there, you know. And I said to him, I said, you sit in New York City behind a desk, you're in a high rise, doing your work, and you pontificate. And you have no real world experience about what's going on here, about this invasion that's happening. I say this because we've been friends forever, and this guy finally has awakened to the fact we're being invaded. And I said, you used to laugh at me because of all this stuff when I was doing this 10 years ago. And now all of a sudden it's a reality. I said, there's a real time distortion for all of this, isn't there? And I said, is this what it's like on the East Coast? The East Coast isn't aware of all this stuff happening? Now we have a million illegal immigrants. That's just what's being reported. You could easily say 3 to 5 million that have invaded with all the other ones that are not counted. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're looking at this article. They've revised the prediction for the invasion force invading the United States of America. 1 million troopers coming aboard. That's right. The landing craft, the Higgins boats, have dropped their ramps and come scooting across the border. Well over 1 million people. That's what they say. They've upped it from the prediction originally. Now, we're just now into the 6 month of the year, and we've got another 6 months. And they're saying 1,070,000. I'm telling you, at the end of this year, this number, which, by the way, is the one that they say, this is the number of apprehensions. This is not counting those that got away. Now, I say at least, anytime you say, if you say one, it's usually three or four. That's the magnitude, okay? So I'm saying on this number right here, based upon what we're doing, we're going to see at least 3, maybe 4 million as an aggregate, both caught and not caught, not those that aren't apprehended. That includes that number. So that's the invasion force. We're being invaded. June 6th, 2019. A successful invasion, a beachhead. The beachhead is clearly established. They're well-rooted, well-armed, and ready to take over the United States and destroy our sovereignty. That's the goal, and they're here. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have to step up, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.